launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll go right into your phone calls here and then tell you about a teenager who found $2,000 and what happened to that money here in a little bit. But first, Sal is on the line in Kentucky. Sal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Sal, dropped off the line, perhaps.
Sounded like a click.
Sounded like a hang-up. Bad timing, Sal. All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231 with your phone calls about whatever you want. So here's the news out of WFAA in Dallas, television station there. Dallas, the city of Dallas, will keep $2,000 found by a teenager in a parking lot last February. And the money's going to go into the city's general fund, not back to Plano high school student Ashley Donaldson, who found the cash in an envelope at the Pavilion Shopping Center in North Dallas. She said, and some of the quotes in this are just so sad. She said, "I don't regret making the decision I did. I feel proud of myself for giving the money back." Well, wait a minute. The government didn't lose that money. That wasn't.
And they have already taken plenty.
Yeah. You didn't give that money back to anybody.
Well,
young lady,
she has something to be proud of, which is that she tried to do the right thing.
She thought she was doing the right thing.
Right. Giving money to the government is not necessarily the right thing.
She figured they were going to find whose it was or whatever. I mean,
right.
That makes sense, but yeah.
You know what, though? I mean, you have to wonder, and I'm not accusing anyone of anything here, but if somebody brought you in $2,000 and you were, you were maybe hurting for cash. And if you lost $2,000, you know, maybe you get the idea to call the police station. If I call you up and I say, "Hey, I lost $2,000. Did anyone turn in $2,000?" It's up to the person who takes that call to be honest or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how that works. You usually don't. You would just call, right, and say, "Hey, did you find $2,000?" "No, we didn't. Sorry.
Right.
See you later.
Yeah,
bye-bye."
Right, you usually have to guess the amount in order to be given it. If you guess the wrong amount, then clearly it wasn't yours. But there's more to the story here. She says, "It was one of the biggest decisions of my life. The 15-year-old Shepton High School student spotted the money on the ground and took it to a nearby Chase Bank. Over the last 3 months, the bank and Dallas police have tried to find the owner but have had no luck. On Tuesday, police said under a new city policy, the unclaimed money will go into Dallas's general fund and not back to the person who found it, as in years past. So, back in the good old days, they actually would have given it back to you. Over time, they would attempt to, if somebody calls and says, 'I lost $2,000, they would give that money back to the person who claimed they lost it. And if that person does not call and say they lost any money,
right,
then
X period of time goes by,
right,
and then it goes
months,
to the person who turned it in.
Right, yeah, exactly. Which makes sense. In which case, it would make sense to, you know, give the money to the police agency in that case if they actually were going to do something like that. But apparently there's a new policy, and, you know, hey.
I wonder when they implemented this policy.
Probably,
right after they got the $2,000?
I don't know about that. Probably after. That's certainly a possibility, but times are a little more tough now for city governments around the country, and they're trying to scrounge as much money up as they possibly can. So a little teenage girl coming in, giving them cash, it's like a windfall for them. "So we appreciate your honesty," said Captain Police Spokesperson Kevin, whoever. "We're going to put the money to good use."
The government, the most inefficient organization ever.
No, Mark, it says here it's not going to be wasted.
Yeah.
"But put to good use for the city of Dallas."
Yay.
Did she get a little certificate to put on her fridge?
I think she just got a thank you from the police officer.
She should have asked that guy when he retires. You know, the cops get, 20 years in, and then they retire with a big old fat pension.
Yeah, like 90%
of it. Essentially going to, cop pensions.
"That's not the answer that Ashley had been hoping for. She said, 'I was thinking about a car,' she confessed."
Yeah, but she was.
"It's also not the lesson her parents wanted her to learn. Her father, Ben Donaldson, said, 'I'm happy that she did what she did, but the way it ended, I wish she didn't find it in the first place, because it certainly didn't teach her the right thing.'"
It taught her that if she finds money, she should keep it.
Yep, shut up and keep it.
Or at the very least, don't give it to the state. Although it does say she gave it back to a bank, apparently. So then the bank turned it into the police. So maybe, you know, she figured, I don't know what she was thinking when she went and took it to the bank versus the police.
Yeah, that's really weird.
That doesn't make much sense.
Well, it might
have
been in the parking lot of a bank or something like that. I mean, you don't know.
Good point. That's true. It does say it was a nearby Chase Bank as to where the money was found. So that's a good point.
Yeah, it's
so
hard
maybe
to know.
The bank probably turned it over to the police after a certain amount of time because they probably waited for a customer to call about lost money.
Now that cities are doing this, what is the right thing to do if you find a big stack of money?
Keep it.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, like, that's exactly what the government has turned us all into. You know, I mean, if the government's going to keep it for 2 months until somebody claims it and then give it back to you, then, you know, that seems like the honest thing to do is to tell the government, hey, I found some money.
Right.
But now the government's going to, you know, keep the money after 2 months and say, oh, you know, it's ours.
What a surprise. You count on the government to teach your kids morality, and they completely reverse things, and they teach the exact opposite lesson from what should be taught.
Yeah.
Her dad's absolutely right in this case. At the time that Ashley found the envelope full of money, she was living in a one-bedroom apartment with her parents and four brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Oh.
The family had recently moved.
What a good girl.
To Texas from Colorado and could have used the money, but she felt that the $2,000 might mean more to its owner. She said, if this could be someone else's life, this could be someone's home. She said, if I took it, I could never live down the guilt that would be in me. Ashley said the bank was surprised to see such honesty, but her parents weren't. Her dad said it was like an experience that presented itself like a test, and my daughter passed with flying colors beautifully. Unfortunately, the government did not. Just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he didn't say that. Well, it's disgusting. It's really, really vile.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the whole idea, we get it day in and day out. Poor sycophants, usually they're old, they call in, they've conflated in their mind obeying the law with morality. They believe that doing the right thing means obeying the law. And the government doesn't do the right thing. The organization that enforces the law doesn't do the right thing whenever you give it an opportunity. I mean, it generally fails.
They took $2,000 from a little girl, man.
How in the world can you believe that obeying the law is moral?
1-800-259-9231. Don't worry. The police department spokes bureaucrat says it's going to be put to good use. It's okay, little lady. I guess she's a little lady. She's a teenage girl.
Right. If somebody believes that statement, if somebody within the sound of my voice believes that the police department is going to make good use of that $2,000.
Hey, they might buy some guns or some bombs or something like that.
Well, they should just go out and give $2,000 to the government. I mean, if they believe that this money is going to be well spent, then, well, gosh darn it, get out there and give the rest of your money to the government.
Pay a little extra on your property taxes.
Absolutely. The government needs it, and they're very efficient.
Yeah, I know what those police are going to do with that. They're going to put that money to the use of arresting peaceful people. People like this teenage girl, you know, she'll likely encounter the police in a very negative fashion at some point.
She'll get busted for smoking pot or drinking underage at some point, and that's where her $2,000 went.
Absolutely right. You better believe it. Let's go continue here. We'll take your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Typically, the government teaching the opposite of morality. Just a perfect example, textbook example of these criminals. Let's continue here. Bob is listening in Indy to WXNT. Bob, what's on your mind tonight? Good evening.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's on your mind, Bob? Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I was walking to the store to grab me, like, a little whiskey. I've been drinking a little bit, but I'm cool.
Right on.
And there's an arrest happening, and it's an EP. And there's, like, children screaming.
Go on the air. Sorry about that, dude.
Too bad. You fell off the...
He said he was going to be good, too.
He said he was cool.
Yeah.
He is probably cool, too.
Cool, yeah.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing the story, but I would also like to remind people, don't ever, ever do activism like filming the police while you're drunk.
Why not?
It's just a bad idea.
I've done it before.
What's that?
I've done it before.
You generally had backup,
but
a large amount of backup. You know, most people that are listening to this show imagine,
it's a bad idea.
They get a little liquid courage in their gut, and they think, I'm going to film the police.
Well, it's a bad idea to film the police if you're alone in any time. But it's a worse idea to be drunk and alone. So I would agree with you there, Mark.
It's an easy way for the cops to say, there's a bad guy, he's drunk.
1-800-259-9231. Plus, you're more likely to mouth off at them and say something that would really upset them.
Right. Like, imagine that you're going to do everything right and then say BS on the radio.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe he could call tomorrow night when he's not been drinking and tell us the story. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way. Your calls come up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whichever works best for you. More than one if you'd like. All free. News.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org.
Let's continue taking your phone calls and go to Bill, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Bill.
Well, hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, the dollar went down today, but gold and silver did too. It didn't protect you today.
Today.
Over time, historically, gold and silver is a great protection against inflation.
Yeah, over time, you're right. Mm-hmm. I want to comment on this this deal about finding money or something. I don't know what the details were.
Teenage girl found $2,000 in an envelope in a parking lot, turned it in, and the government people could not find the actual owner, so they decided to just keep it for themselves.
Well, she made a big mistake by turning it in, number one. If you really feel, you know, if you don't have any name on it or anything, this is the way my morality is, if you don't want to keep it yourself and you feel guilty and all that, then it's up to you. You just put out a little newspaper ad, and you just say, I found money. You leave a contact number, like your little cell phone number, whatever you got, and you'll maybe field 1,000 calls. You'll get a lot of crackpots, but you have to get the other person to describe, what exactly did you lose? What was it in?
Right.
You know,
where do you think you lost it? What was it in? How much was it? And if somebody can nail all the details, then you probably have found the correct owner. But who reads newspapers anymore? You'd probably have to do it on
Craigslist.
That's
the question. I mean, Craigslist, you know, what would you do?
Well, you just, I don't know. Newspaper was the old fashioned. They had an episode of that back in Andy Griffith back in the old days.
You can't blame the girl for going to the state.
Well, that's what you're taught. I mean, she was a young girl in school, right? So she probably still sometimes had the friendly police officers coming in and talking about the good deeds they do.
Well, it's too bad the parents didn't teach the girl right. That's the thing. Maybe she was just a little too young to, you know, if she was 7 or 8 years old, it was, I can excuse her, but if she's 14 or 15, she should know better.
Yeah, she was 15. I see where you're coming from. I think that she thought she was doing the right thing, and now she's been taught that it is definitely the wrong thing to give money to the
state. She earned. Okay. Yeah. Have a good night, guys.
That's a $2,000 lesson, and thanks for the call. And when you're 15 years old, $2,000 is that's a lot of money.
The other thing that you could do is if you put an ad out and nobody actually called and really claimed the money, you could donate it to a charity of your choice if you still felt bad about keeping it.
Boy, and how much more good would that
really
have done?
Right, if you really wanted to put the money to good use, like the cops said they were going to, the community kitchen or, you know what I mean, something like that would have been a nice place for that.
Absolutely right. Let's continue here with your calls. Robert is listening in Huntsville to WVHP. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, Robert, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's this unique new approach in visitation in the court systems in this country. I know at least in this state, where the custodial parent has, of course, you know, the majority of the time spent with the child. If there's ever a conflict on that, they simply bring up that, well, you know what, the child doesn't want to go over there, so there must be a problem. So let's bring in counseling, which is in the tune of about $5,000. If the non-custodial parent can't afford that, then they just basically don't ever get to see their kids again.
Wow! And this is new policy in Alabama.
It could be everywhere. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely here because the judge will not hear it. I hear back from the counselor saying, you know, a determination on this thing.
All right, so we decree that in order to have custody, it's a partial custody of your child, you have to go to this $5,000 counseling. Oh, what's that? You can't afford it? Like most people couldn't afford that.
Like the real world.
Oh, sorry. Well, I guess you're just not going to get to see your kids.
And the custody's not the issue. She has custody, and it's fine. I just want visitation of every other weekend.
You can't even visit. So this happened to you.
Absolutely. This is going on right now.
Wow.
Man, and I'm so until this, and this, you know, until this is this counseling happens and the determination is made by the counselor, then the judge just goes to the next case, which is, of course, you know, he's got $5 million on the docket, maybe. I don't, you know, who knows? But the point of the matter is, in the meantime, I'm not getting to see my kids in the formative years of their life.
Yeah, and you're still paying the child support as well.
Absolutely.
Right, right. The kids
absolutely.
You don't
pay, pay, pay.
And if you don't pay the child support, then they'll put you in a cage.
They'll come get me quick. Absolutely.
Oh, that doesn't seem right at all.
It's horrifying.
To have to pay for children you're not allowed to see.
Yep, it's absolutely outrageous. Thanks for the call tonight. I'm sorry to hear about that. What else can you do?
Yeah, you're so many calls from fathers out there, you know, and the system just screws them over and over again, and it's sad. I mean, that's all you can say.
Let's talk to Brent, not sure the name on this one, Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Is it Bent, B-E-N-T?
No, it's Ben.
Ben. Hey, Ben. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I've been listening the past couple weeks, and I do enjoy your guys' show. However, I feel like this is a kind of a platform, kind of like AA, where people always talk about their stories, and they never come up with any solutions to anything.
We got all kinds of solutions, man. What do you want a solution for?
All right. Okay, well, the most blatant point that I can make in regards to my statement is yesterday you guys were talking about law enforcement and how the cops had entered somebody's apartment because they smelled marijuana in the air, which I fully disagree with the Supreme Court's ruling on, and I am in full agreement with you guys. Mm-hmm. However, in your explanation of defending your guys' stance on it, you pretty much said they're like a cleanup crew and that they only show up after the fact. Well, in all honesty, that is almost 100% incorrect in the way that almost all of police officers' calls are domestic violence calls, where those are the most dangerous, which any police officer will tell you, and they're calls where the police show up in the middle of arguments and have to separate, usually, the two parties involved in some way, shape, or form.
He's calling you out, Mark, and he's absolutely right. I mean,
he's right. You made a general
statement, and it wasn't a truly accurate one.
I think that most people, what they're concerned about having police around isn't for domestic violence calls. That's not what they're thinking in their mind when they say, we have to have cops. What they're thinking is you know, there's bad people out there running around. They burglarize places. They steal cars. They set things on fire. They hurt people randomly. They'll break into people's homes and harm them in their house. They'll even kill you. I think that's what people are concerned with, hoodlums, as opposed to sort of the domestic dispute thing.
Absolutely right, Ben, but that doesn't bring up the issue of solutions. Right. You wanted a solution for something. So I'll bring you back here in a moment. You can come back and share more of your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Feel free to call us out. We're, you know, fallible. We make mistakes. We're human beings. We say things that maybe we didn't mean to say and make mistakes. So feel free to call us out live on the air. We don't have a problem with that. 800-259-9231. More with Ben here. Be six with us and your calls as well. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You may dial in toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Again, we invite you to our website. The features there are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their site. So head on over to freetalklive.com, where we have listening options. You can listen via our live streams. Both broadband and dial-up versions are available around the clock. 24/7, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is there for you. So head to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in that way and learn about our other listening options. 98 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got Ben on the line here with us. Now, Ben, you were calling out Mark specifically because he made a general statement, which was unfair, and I should have called you out for it, Mark, but sometimes it's just, you know, I don't do that.
Well, I've got a defense that I really wasn't able to get out there. And what Ben said was that I said that mostly what police do
is... No, you said all that they do. You made a very general
generally
statement.
What they do. Okay, fine. All that they do is they're the cleanup crew. That there's a crime that's committed. They come in, they take a report or whatever, and that's what they do. And Ben pointed out, I think accurately, that they make what he said was most of their calls. Now, Ben, can you back that up, or is that just something you were saying? I mean, do you?
He said most of their calls was domestic violence.
Domestic violence.
Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
Okay. Do you know that it's most of the calls, or you're just saying that it's a lot of calls?
No, I'm saying from, and I only have a few friends that were in the armed forces, and then as a part of that, they went on to be police officers. And, you know, I like watching cops. I like watching criminal investigations. I like watching those. And on those shows, it just seems, and from the talks that I've had with my friends, a majority of their calls are calls from people that are having arguments that are not being dealt with in a rational fashion.
Okay.
And the police say that those are the most dangerous to go on because it's in the heat of the moment.
I'll give you that one, and I think that at this point we'll call it a lot of calls because we don't know whether it's the majority or not, because that's a positive statement. But we'll call it a lot of calls, and I'll concede that. I think that that's it's a good point. But I would also like to say that most people who are listening don't ever call the police for a domestic violence situation. Most people who are, I've never done that. So therefore, most people, when they deal with the police, they're dealing with them either in a fundraising form. So they're giving a ticket or they're busting them for a joint or something like that. Or they're reporting something that's stolen or some kind of crime that's committed against them. So, you know, you're dealing with a small portion of the population that calls over and over and over again on domestic violence is what I'm guessing. This is just my, you know,
a lot of cops come back to the same house.
Right. This is just the kind of people they're dealing with. And I honestly believe if they've been called twice to the same house in 3 months, you've got two criminals, not one.
Hey, I agree 100%, and if you'd give me 10 seconds, I'd like to make one other point that I think would help your guys show out greatly. If you guys could figure out what, and I don't know your political affiliations, but if you guys could figure out what a lot of these callers that are either Republican or Democrat call about, and the issues they're willing to compromise on, because I'm 30 years old, and I know in my generation, all that is argued about in the public forum are issues that people feel strongly about. But throughout the political election of the president and throughout a lot of politics, people talk about working with others. I never, ever hear anything about what people are willing to compromise about. I consider myself a Republican just because of financial aspects. But when it comes to abortion, gay marriage, legalization of some things like marijuana and prostitution, I am the farthest from a Republican I can get, but I never hear a Republican say, yeah, I'm willing to concede those issues if I can get tax cuts for the rich. And on the other end, I never hear Democrats talk about how they're willing to cut unemployment or any of that to get the, you know, abortion legalized
and
or gay marriage out there.
Here's the reason. Because politics isn't designed that way. You're not going to stir up your base, your voting public on either the Republican or Democrat side by saying, hey, I went out and I compromised away half of the things that you care about to those gosh darn other people, whatever they are.
And I understand.
It's really unfortunate. We've got this winner takes all political system where somebody who gets 50% plus one of the vote, and that's if there's two people running, manages to take everything away. And that's what the problem is.
Well, also,
so this goes back to what's the solution.
Well, hold on, Ben. We'll get to the solution in a moment. But one more point on compromise. Compromise happens constantly in politics, but it's the
reverse. Politics, but not, he's talking about in life. He's talking about people who are Democrats and people who are Republicans.
But my point being, you were also referring to these candidates as well. It was a question about politics. And what ends up happening is the compromise happens in reverse. They won't compromise for more freedom. They'll compromise for more control. So what ends up happening is the Republicans and Democrats, they come in there and they do what they call, I think it's called log rolling, where essentially they'll say, oh, well, I want to pass this bill and this bill and this bill, and you're going to need my vote in order to pass your bills. So how about I vote for your bills and you vote for my bills and we'll pass everything? And so they end up compromising on their supposed values of what they want to protect and what they want to roll back the government on in order to have their government move forward on issues that they think government should be handling. So compromise is constant throughout politics, but it's always compromising your liberty in favor of the government's control.
Okay, if
so
I could listen to your solution, and then I'll give you the solution overall.
What specifically are you looking for a solution in regards to?
To government and the power, like you said. It's not about, it's about 50% plus one. I think that I have a pretty decent solution to that, and I'd like to hear yours about why government is so two-sided and why we can't get to a moderate level of government rather than this, you know, lifestyle of government where they're regulating social issues along with economic issues. I feel like economic issues affect people overall way greater than the social issues that are adopted by Republicans. That I think that I have a solution to it.
So what to do to stop the growth of government, to reverse it, to...
Yes, exactly. That's what you guys are into. You guys are, at least in my couple weeks of listening, and honestly, WXNT has picked up a lot more of your show, which is awesome to me because I do enjoy listening. But in the last couple weeks that I've gotten to listen, it seems like a lot of the talk on your show is in regards to how big government is, how powerful they are, how they have so much control.
Well, government keeps getting bigger because... Because all of its interests are in to get bigger. I mean, they want bigger budgets. The bureaucrats themselves want bigger budgets. When a program is created, it always grows beyond its original intentions because each bureaucrat wants to have more bureaucrats underneath them. They want to have bigger budgets for their departments, and so they're constantly lobbying for greater increases in government. People are taught when they're in government schools that government is the solution to problems in society, so when they identify that something is wrong...
You got a favorite drink? Well, let's go to the politicians and make it the state drink.
They do that,
actually.
So there's government is always seen as the solution, and so that's why government one of the multiple reasons why governments continue to grow, plus they've got violence behind them and they know they can just do whatever it is they want to. The solution is not an easy solution. The solution requires significant level of activism on a coordinated with somewhat of a coordinated effort. That's why we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, because I spent years doing politics down in Florida and getting absolutely nowhere. I was spinning my wheels, just throwing money into a fire, essentially trying to do something to achieve more freedom in my lifetime. It just wasn't working. So when I heard of the idea of getting liberty-minded people together, people that understand that government is the problem and not the solution, getting those people together into the same geographic area was like a no-brainer for me. It took me a while to get over the issue of being cold because I was from Florida and now we're in New Hampshire. But once I got over that issue, I joined up and it's been great so far. We've seen tremendous advances in the ideas of liberty here in New Hampshire compared to what I've seen anywhere else around the rest of the country. So I don't know. That's not really a solution for most people, though, because most people aren't willing to
do anything. It's the only solution that's going to work. Everybody wants to vote their way to a solution, but he said he had one,
all right,
and I want to hear it.
All right, we're
going to
bring it back again here.
I'm going to tear his solution apart.
Two segments for Ben. More in a moment here with Ben and your thoughts if you want to get him in here. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. If you have a solution, you're welcome to share it. We're on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI, they're the company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections, they handle collections, they do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. It's SACL CAI. See their banner? It's the top one on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com.
We're back to Ben. Ben, you're back on Free Talk Live, listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, we were talking about the problems inherent in the system, how it is constantly moving towards more government, despite all the claims of all the so-called small government people over the years. They've all ended up working to make the government larger. So our solution was the Free State Project. That's why the three of us are here in New Hampshire, and the idea of bringing liberty-minded people together, people that understand the principle behind what liberty is all about, the idea that in order to live free, you must allow others to live free, and that living free means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't aggress against others. Bringing those people together and then letting them create those solutions, that seems to be working. But what was your solution? You said you had one.
All right. There's two aspects to the solution. I'll be very quick because I know you got people on hold. But the first aspect is the fair tax. I don't know if you guys have knowledge about that. I'm sure.
Oh,
you
plenty. We spent an hour and a half interviewing one of their people. It's a political solution, dude. What makes you think that these same people are going to make that happen for you?
Hold on.
All right.
The political people are the problem, and that's where the second aspect comes in, is the term limits. Okay? I believe in term limits and the fair tax, and I think that implementing both of those solutions will absolutely start to retard the way that government operates in our daily lives. If we take the power for them to grant unemployment extensions, funding
okay,
go ahead, guys. I'll hang up and I'll let you respond to that, but
Thanks, as short as I can, people are on the line. And here's my problems. Term limits turns the last term of every politician into a giant lame duck session where they can do whatever they want and get away with it and just turn into a lobbyist later. Nobody likes lame duck politicians. Nobody likes bills that are passed after elections have occurred. That's essentially what happens. Look, what could you do to George Bush after he won his second term? Nothing. Secondly, the fair tax. The fair tax, as it is written, as it is proposed, gives a 7-year period of the government having a sales tax before it sunsets if they don't do something about the 16th Amendment, which is the income tax. So there'll be a 7-year period with a 27% sales tax and then and an income tax on top of that, and then we're supposed to trust the politicians at the end of that to finally get rid of the 16th Amendment. It's never going to happen.
The same politicians who are always growing government, right?
If they want to get rid of the, if they want to get rid of the 16th Amendment and then put in the fair tax, I suppose you can claim that's some kind of value. But 23% hidden inside of the purchase price isn't that great. I don't believe in fair taxes. Taxes.
Don't forget the welfare check for every household in America.
Right, that's the prebate that they talk about. So it turns every American into a welfare queen. Plus,
right, we were talking about Julia was talking about the entitlement mentality. I mean, Julia, can you imagine if every household in America was receiving a check on a monthly basis?
It's a monthly check.
A monthly check from the federal government, supposedly to give them a prebate, to give them a little bit of a discount, supposedly, on some of the things they need to buy with this national sales tax. I mean, what would that do to increase this entitlement mentality? Every American household receiving a check.
It isn't going to do anything good, is it?
1-800-259-9231.
So what you basically got is some situation where, you're expecting politicians to solve these problems, and they're not going to. I mean, this is a good rallying point. I mean, I liked the sound of it at one point, but it just, the idea of a fair tax, it doesn't make much sense to me. Tax is money stolen at the threat of violence from other people. It's stolen money. How can that be fair?
And all of the things that he's proposing are top-down solutions. And it's very common for people to do this because they still believe...
If only we could get the government to do X.
Right. They still believe that somewhere in their heart of hearts that the government can be controlled. That there's something... If we can just elect the right people who have the right ideas, whether it's the fair tax or whatever it is, the ideas you think are important, if we can just elect those right people, then they can change everything about how Washington, D.C. works. And
that's what this Herman whatever guy that was running for Republican office, he's proposing the fair tax. And
there's no evidence that that's ever going to change, that anything significant is ever going to change at the national level. And if you did have the term limits, then you wouldn't have Ron Paul. I mean, that Ron Paul, who's like the one guy in Congress who actually votes no on things on a consistent basis. He's been in, what, for 10 terms or something like that? 10 terms or 11 or 12 terms?
I think it's 10 or 12 or something like that. It's an incredible amount of terms.
With term limits, Ron Paul would have been in and out, and that would have been the end of Ron Paul.
Right.
So do you really want term limits? I don't know. Yeah, it's not going to change anything.
They play musical chairs. They, there are states with term limits. Go ahead. Ohio has term limits, right?
Yeah.
So is Ohio the bastion of liberty in the United States? It's nothing like that.
There's plenty of big government in Ohio.
Right. If you want to know what term limits look like, look at Ohio. If you want to know what it looks like if you've got a Democrat-controlled government, look at New York. Look at New Jersey. Look at California. If you want to know what that Republican paradise looks like, take a look at Alabama, Mississippi,
Florida.
Well, Florida's not really Republican.
Really?
It's purple.
All right, Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, Florida is a good example.
Where we grow up.
But Texas, Utah, these are Republican strongholds.
Yeah.
These states are what Republicans run states like.
So
you can see that stuff. I mean, it's available for the looking at. People are just blind. I mean, these aren't bastions of freedom out there.
Right, and the people who are going to run for these political offices aren't going to be any different for most cases than the same animals that are currently in these positions. These are positions of power, and positions of power attract a certain type of individual. There are the occasional exceptions, like Ron Paul, but they're the exceptions for a reason, because the positions attract corruptible and corrupt people. And to ask these people to do something for liberty is just... It's a fool's errand. focus on what you can control, and that is you, your life, the amount of liberty that you're able to achieve personally, avoiding as much government control and taxes, refusing to obey the government's diktats, refusing to pay their fines. These are things that can really halt the growth of government by your non-cooperation, getting together with other like-minded people, as we've done here in New Hampshire, and focusing mostly on local elections and things like that, which you actually have some level of influence over, as opposed to these national elections.
There are 12 free staters elected to the state house now. There are more than 200 that were elected endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That's like 150.
An incredible number. I can't remember what it is.
It's going up. There was only like two or three free staters the year before that. Now there's 12, and so two years from now.
They don't have to be a free stater as far as I'm concerned. I could care less whether they move to New Hampshire for liberty or they're here and they believe in the
ideas of liberty. But it's evidence of progress. It's evidence of things changing, and of course, as there's more success for liberty, the coercionists out there get more
frustrated.
But the
bills are getting passed. I mean, these things you could actually see this. If you really do believe in fiscally conservative government, if you believe that people should be free in the, in areas of the sort of social areas of your life, then as far as I'm concerned, you're qualified for the Free State Project. Take a look at freestateproject.org. It's the only solution I've come up with. Why do you know it's the only solution? Because I'm from Florida. And believe me, I wasn't looking for the solution to move 1,400 miles into the frozen hinterland. At least that's what I thought it was at the time. I mean, it's rather warm today. But I wasn't looking for that. That wasn't
funny,
my solution.
Funny, because it was a high of 54 today. So I think 5 years ago, you probably wouldn't have said that was very warm.
No way, man. I'd have been bundled up.
Yeah, I guess today wasn't it, but I was thinking about a couple of days ago when I was walking up the stairs. I'm like, it's kind of warm in the house.
Oh, there's been some days recently. It's been absolutely splendid up here. All right, let's continue, though, with your phone calls and talk to Michael in Norfolk, listening to WTAR. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you've had a wonderful conversation. The solution is very simple. This is the program that is poised to make a change in America. And there has to be one simple message. Tax the Christian Broadcasting Network.
What?
That will, if you bring that message out, if you do a continual investigation as it has been done here in Norfolk with the Virginian Pilot newspaper going back into the 90s, you will find the attitudes of this nation changing. Ronald Reagan took
your solution,
over.
Just to be clear, your solution is to tax the Christian Broadcasting Network?
Absolutely.
And how's that going to change anything about freedom?
That's going to change everybody's attitude because they're going to listen to the investigation that was done in the 1990s on how Pat
You'll
Robinson
have to call us another night on that, man, because we don't have time to get into the details.
Time's up, but I'd love there to be such a simple solution. I'm not willing to just dismiss it out of hand.
Increasing taxes.
But at this point, my mind's going to dismiss it.
Taxing churches, increasing taxes.
It's just one organization. The Christian Broadcasting Network. Just one organization.
That's going to solve the problems with freedom in this country? Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.